Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Barrett, the 50-60 challenge is happening this weekend, which I know what that stands for. 50 miles with £60 on the back of two Louth men. As a Louth man, long time transposed into Cork, I'm delighted to see this story and that two of my county compatriots are going through the pain. But this is in honour of your late brother, is that right?
It is, yeah, in honour of Ricky. He passed away last October, but he was battling cancer for 6 years.
You're a Cork girl transposed to Louth now, is that it?
Yeah, I'm from just outside Skibbereen, but I'm up in Dundalk for college.
Very good. And you've been there a few years?
Yeah, I'm in third year now.
And the lads are friends of yours?
Yeah, Henry's my boyfriend and Steve's his best friend.
So clearly they know how difficult and emotional a period of time this has been for you, and is that what inspired them?
Yeah, absolutely. Henry would have known him very well before he went, and Stephen met him a few times as well, so they knew what kind of amazing lad Ricky was. Mm.
Evine's pink tie is what they're raising funds for. They leave midnight Friday night, hoping to arrive in Skibbereen 18 hours later, walking the 50 miles with £60 on their back, passing through Inishan and Bandon, Enniskeen, Dunmanway and Drimaleague. So you're hoping people will give them an old shout, a wave, a support, a smile, a few shekels along the way.
That's the hope, yeah. They hope to be in Skibbereen by about 6:30, 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. Any support at all would be definitely welcome.
Okay, nice one. Did you say Lisheen? Is that where you said you're from? It's a fine thing that Henry and Stephen are doing. So go on the Louth men, go on the Dundalk men. Dun's Bishopstown all the way to Skibbereen in honour of a late Cork man called Ricky Barrett. And fair play to the two of them, Aoife, and I hope it's a weekend that you're all proud of what they're doing and that you raise great money. Why Evine's Pink Tie? What's that?
It's a charity that's set up. It's based in Meath, but it helps children that are going through treatment in Cumberland Hospital.
Gotcha.
So they can help with anything. They're unbelievable. They help with accommodation, even take money for diesel and stuff. Like, there's just so much that people have
support.
To pay for.
Support for people at a time.
Yeah.
That all support is really welcome. I presume there's a bit of a rugby thing here. Is there Ruck for Ricky is the hashtag?
Yeah, Ruck for Ricky, yeah. It's just the rucking itself. That's what the carrying the weights and the bags and walking is.
Gotcha.
There's a GoFundMe page, so if you look up 50-60 challenge, it should show up, and we have an Instagram and Facebook as well.
Gotcha. Best of luck, Aoife. Thanks for the story, Slán.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.